This episode is brought to you by Duxox Corporation, a manufacturer of fabric air dispersion systems. Duxox systems discharge air through a combination of porous fabrics, engineered orifices, and linear vents to meet a large range of HVAC and refrigeration requirements in virtually any market segment. Hello, and welcome to News Update. I'm your host, Angela Harris, and in this episode, we have some big news for you. The News and Hardy are joining forces to release a brand new distribution publication. The bi-monthly magazine will cover every aspect of Hardy and the HVACR distribution community. It will also be the official publication of Hardy. Other top stories are on-the-job safety tips during crazy weather patterns, and the mobile office is changing, and so is how HVAC business is done. BNP Media, the publishers of the News, along with Hardy, have entered into an agreement to launch a new publication. "We're very excited to begin this venture with Hardy," said Mike Murphy, News Editor-in-Chief. "We plan on bringing the same solid reporting and coverage of the HVACR industry that you find every week in the News to the HVACR distribution market. There are a lot of great distributors out there with a ton of cutting-edge ideas, and we want to publicize them." To complement the new distributor-focused magazine, the editors of the News will also publish a branded distribution section 6 times a year. The new communications partnership with Hardy will encompass much more than a print publication. There will also be a digital edition of the magazine, a website, monthly email newsletters, and a mobile-based platform of the magazine on the iPad. "I couldn't be more impressed with the production and editorial capabilities of the News team. This partnership unites their proven communications acumen with Hardy's growing voice in the HVACR industry, and will be dedicated to delivering content-rich HVACR supply chain-specific communications," said Hardy Executive Vice President and COO Talbot G. "In addition to our core audience of wholesale distributors," said G, "the communications will focus on providing content, promoting a smarter, more efficient supply chain, and stronger channel relationships that will benefit manufacturers, contractors, and anyone else involved in selling HVACR systems and components." The magazine and website are set to launch in January 2012, just in time for the Air Conditioning Heating Refrigeration Exposition in Chicago. The national weather picture painted across the nightly news is at best inconvenient and at worst tragic. In between lies a multitude of weather conditions: hail, wildfires, torrential rains, floods, drought, and record-breaking heat have dealt a handful of troublesome weather challenges to contractors and those that they service. Arguments as to the cause of these wild weather patterns have pushed to the forefront again, and those touting global warming are being met head-on by those placing blame on normal cyclical changes. Despite the reasons, here are 5 tips that can help you get through some of the more common situations faced in extreme weather patterns. Tip number 1 for a heat advisory: drink enough water that you never become thirsty. Avoid drinks with caffeine, alcohol, and large amounts of sugar. That's from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Tip number 2, flooding. Before working in flooded areas, be sure that your tetanus shot is current. That means within the last 10 years. Consider all water unsafe until local authorities announce otherwise. Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Tip number 3, tornado. Do not try to outrun a tornado in your vehicle. If you see a tornado, stop the vehicle and get out. Do not get under your vehicle. Lie down flat in a gully, ditch, or low spot on the ground and protect your head with an object or your arms. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Tip number 4, dust storm. If dense dust is observed blowing across or approaching a roadway, pull your vehicle off the pavement as far as possible, set the emergency brake, and turn off lights. These storms usually pass in 10 to 30 minutes. National Weather Service. Tip number 5, power outage. Assume all electrical lines are hot. Federal Emergency Management Agency. The News also interviewed contractors around the country who are taking steps to handle unexpected weather and extreme conditions that may compromise safety. To read the complete article, go to achrnews.com and search Crazy Weather Patterns. Instant information. That's what any successful business needs to compete. Whether that information is acquired through person-to-person communication or data lookup, a company's ability to access on-the-spot information is vital to working efficiently and professionally. Today's mobile office, the tools and software needed to conduct business in the field, has evolved into a myriad of wireless handheld devices and programs. What were once high-tech products of the future are now as common as a wrench and a screwdriver in a technician's toolbox. And it doesn't take a techie to understand these new products. Simplicity is the key, said David Haycraft of Service Automation, Inc. Our goal as a solution provider is to make our office and field solutions easy for everyone involved. Carl Rejoit of Maxwell Systems, Inc. said that users of his company's products come from all levels of expertise. Our solutions are fairly simple for those who are less tech-savvy, he said. Some users just utilize our software to develop their estimates and get their bids out, and we offer tools like our dashboards to make it easy for users to quickly find and understand their information. For our somewhat high-tech users, they typically leverage more aspects of our solutions, such as a breaking down on estimates by detail, submitting change orders and purchase orders, managing subcontractors, and integrating with various other systems. While it's true that going high-tech can be a distinct competitive advantage, there are still customers who will do business with companies no matter what their technical capabilities are, because of the relationships and due to a history of good customer service. So why is it so important to stay up on the latest mobile technology? Find out by reading the complete article at achrnews.com. When you get there, search Mobile Office Changes. Are you interested in the latest new products? Coming up, you'll find out what's new for the HVAC industry. This product report is brought to you by ControlCentral.com, the largest online HVACR store you've never heard of. Yet. And by City Voice, the HVAC search marketing experts. In this week's product segment, we are highlighting a few of the products showcased at achrnews.com. One of those products is a line of Honeywell wireless mesh thermostats, the TB7200, TB7300, and TB7600 BACnet and Zigbee wireless mesh communicating thermostats are designed for use with the company's WebSAX building automation systems. The thermostats include models for rooftop units, heat pump and zoning applications, and hotel and commercial fan coil applications. They are menu-driven and have a backlit LCD. Thermostats have integrated advanced occupancy functionality with PIR models. All models are PIR-ready with the addition of the occupancy sensor cover. The comprehensive scheduling feature allows for the ability to remotely monitor controllers. A multitude of configurable control sequences permit faster installer setup, and the thermostats have a multifunctional auxiliary output. For more information, visit www.beyondinnovation.honeywell.com. Another product is Enertech's geothermal heat pump. The GeoComfort Compass Series CT geothermal combination unit utilizes a multi-positional cabinet that is field convertible to upflow or downflow with right or left return. The unit is available in sizes from 2 to 6 tons and features improved heating and cooling efficiencies, 4.8 COP and 27.9 EER on a 3-ton model part load versus the previous model. All Series CT combination models meet ENERGY STAR Tier 3 requirements, which will take effect on January 1, 2012. The heat pump's compact size allows easier access to other internal components, reduces overall unit weight, and still allows for downflow conversion. In addition to the all-new one-piece electric heater, the unit contains eye-level controls and convenient service access panels. An antimicrobial plastic drain pan with condensate overflow, sensors, and E-coated air coil are standard features that protect against corrosion and extend the life of the unit, said the company. Features include quadruple compressor isolation, foamed in-source coaxial heat exchanger, and insulated airtight access panels to help reduce vibration and airflow noise. The cabinet style includes rounded corners and a champagne color paint. For more information, visit www.geocomfort.com. Our final product is the US Cooler's walk-in cooler and freezer insulation. The foamed-in-place polyurethane insulation is designed for walk-in coolers and freezers. The polyurethane panels are foamed in place with Class 1 polyurethane foam made from CFC and HFC-free materials. By utilizing state-of-the-art horizontal presses and technology, Panels lie flat during the foaming process, which reduces voids in the insulation. The panel's structural tongue and groove cam locking system provides an airtight seal between the panels, restricting air infiltration into the insulation core. According to the manufacturer, every walk-in is pre-assembled in its manufacturing facility before shipment to ensure precise quality control and ease of assembly in the field. For more information, visit www.uscooler.com. To see more products online, check out the latest additions to the Product of the Week and What's New sections on the news's homepage, www.achrnews.com. I've still got a few news bits and online highlights to share with you, so stick around. News bits and online highlights are brought to you by Dynatemp International, Dynacycle Refrigerant Recycling Program. Recycle, get rewarded. On August 3rd, members of the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute visited more than 20 congressional offices as part of AHRI's inaugural Lobby Day and congressional reception. According to AHRI President and CEO Stephen Urich, these activities were part of a broader government relations strategy that AHRI has undertaken this year to educate members of Congress about the contributions of AHRI member companies, from the energy-efficient products they produce to the economic activity and jobs they contribute. During the meetings on the Hill, AHRI members discussed issues important to the industry, including passage of the Implementation of National Consensus Appliance Agreements Act, INCAA, and expansion of energy efficiency tax credits. Specifically, AHRI members urged their representatives to pass Senate Bill 398 and to introduce similar legislation in the House. Senate 398, or INCAA, would establish regional minimum efficiency standards for central air conditioners, furnaces, and heat pumps. The manufacturers also urged Congress to consider how the Department of Energy's recent rule on certification and enforcement will require unnecessary testing of HVACR commercial products in order to comply with federal standards. According to AHRI, overall, this regulation adds needless costs to government and industry, duplicates efforts, and provides no value to the public. AHRI members also pushed for the inclusion of the 25C tax credits in any tax extenders legislative package, as well as tax credit for commercial equipment. For more news, head to www.achrnews.com. While there, don't forget to check out some of the news's current content. Did you notice we have a brand new website? Register today and gain full access to all of the news's content, including videos, extra edition, and countless HVAC business and technical articles. Go to achrnews.com/register and do it now. Have you liked us on Facebook, followed us on Twitter, or connected with us on LinkedIn? If not, go to achrnews.com and scroll to the bottom of the page. Look on the right for our social media icons and get connected. While there, you can sign up for our e-newsletter as well. It provides you timely content right to your inbox. And don't forget to vote in the 2011 Reader's Choice Awards. Head to achrnews.com/dealerdesign and choose your product champion. The ballot changes weekly, so don't forget to continue to vote your product choice through to the winning spot. We're all out of time for this episode, but be sure to catch the next episode at achrnews.com/podcasts or search ACHR News on iTunes. If you have an iPad, you can download our app as well. The July issue is sponsored by Bosch, and in it you will find interactive content centered around the theme high-end HVAC. How high will efficiency go? Download the News HD and find out. I'm Angela Harris, and this has been your news update. This episode was brought to you by Yellow Jacket by Ritchie Engineering, featuring their all-new HVACR vacuum pump bullet. This two-stage rotary vane oil-sealed 7 CFM pump pulls down to 25 microns or better. It has a wide-mouth oil reservoir port for easier, cleaner filling. It doubles as pump exhaust and is threaded to attach garden hose for exhausting to remote locations. Yellow Jacket's bullet. Consider yourself armed and ready. For more information, visit www.yellowjacket.com.